honestly, I was so worn out. I didn't realize how kind of a train wreck my mom's health has become lately. And she needed a lot of stuff done. And as soon as every day I got up, I was doing stuff. She's got this little town. It's right behind me. Monroe is where she lives. And it's kind of right on the Michigan and Ohio border. And they have a lot of good little restaurants down there. So I would ride her bike. She's got one of those beachcombers. I would ride her bike down there every day. And
is that the three-wheeler?
No. No, you know, a beachcomber. It doesn't have any gears.
Mm.
You know.
Those guys hanging out in the corner look like trouble.
Yeah, I'd stay away from them.
Well, I just like riding a damn bike because I can't ride a bike around here.
Look at the girl there. She's got like a sleeveless top on. You know, she's one of the pink ladies.
It's a very diverse and cute little, but also kind of trashy, you know.
Diverse, there's Italians and Irish there.
Oh, it's everything. Yeah. Mostly Polacks.
Polacks that live in Michigan. That's crazy. I didn't know
a lot of Polacks
in Michigan. We can say Polacks still, right?
I don't know. I don't know if they'd know to be upset about it. But I would ride my bike, that town right behind me there. I'd ride her bike up and down the street, and I had my earbuds in. And I swear to God, listening to Bob Seger, Main Street, getting all the vibes. It was great. I loved it.
Down on Main Street.
But I did it every day and did not put any sunscreen on at all and got sun poisoning again. So that's why I look like
sun poisoning.
Complete hot garbage tonight. Yeah.
You don't look like hot garbage, but what is sun poisoning?
It's something that fair-skinned idiots get when they are out in the sun for extended periods of time without any sunscreen. Remember this happening when I went to Vegas a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Well, it was severe. It took me like a month to get over it. This time, it took a couple of days to come on. And I realized yesterday when I was at work, I was like, why do I have freaking welts all over my face? Like, I look like the Crypt Keeper. And I had to go and wash the makeup off my face. I was like, ah. And then I realized, at first I thought it was monkeypox because I'm like, I was on that plane.
Were you in a bathhouse?
I didn't know. I didn't know. But then I realized, no, this is what it is. Stupid ass sun poisoning.
Well, we're sorry about that, but we want to hear more about your trip to Michigan as we progress with the show. This is episode 26, I believe, season 7. Steph is back. So we'll all be good and not misogynistic in any way, shape, or form.
Please don't stop for me.
Of course, we're not going to do that. We would never even consider something like that. I'm just kidding around. Hey, if you want more of me, and who wouldn't? Remember that old joke? Give me 9 inches and make it hurt. So I banged her twice and slapped her. Well, it's the story.
I thought of 3 times for you.
Well, 6 actually, but.
6 times.
Yeah. I have another show, a radio show that airs every Saturday at 7 o'clock, at least until football season. And then we'll worry about that then. Go Dogs, sick 'em.
How come they only give you an hour?
Well, that's, you know, to get started, that's all you're going to get, you know, and that's all I need right now. And the show's kind of evolved. I talk about this and that, but the last couple of weeks have been interview shows. This week, I'll be speaking with Dan Carroll, a frequent guest on this program, doing a little Dragon Con preview. And we'll dive deeper into that later on this summer on Radio Labyrinth as well. But Dan will be my guest. So you can hear that Saturday, which I believe is July 2nd. And that'll be live at 7 o'clock. It'll air live. I'm not live. It's already recorded. You can listen to that on the app if you don't live in Atlanta. It's a WSB radio app. And every Monday, it comes out in podcast form. So if you miss it, then you don't have to miss it. What else? Yeah. And then coming up next week, I have a guest. You guys familiar with the Toilet Baby? Mm-hmm. You know who
the Toilet
Baby is, right? Valen Hall. Or Valen Hall. I don't know how to properly pronounce it, so I'll ask her tomorrow.
You better watch YouTube videos to figure out how to pronounce her name before you talk to her.
Well, I will. I've had that problem before. Huh?
Baby Billy's wife.
Yeah, Baby Billy's wife from Righteous Gemstones. She's a very funny actress. She's local. She was born and raised in Marietta, married, and goes back and forth, I believe, from here in Los Angeles. She's friends with Josh Warren who put us in touch with each other. So thank you to Josh Warren, another frequent guest on this show, and a very funny guy. So I guess we can pick up where we left off. So what else happened in Detroit or in Michigan? You didn't get to sample any of your favorite old foods. You didn't get to go to the cookie place.
No, I didn't make it down there. I did have Hungry Howie's one night, which was very good, which we have Hungry Howie's here, but I think there's only like one of them. So that was pretty good. And then through the week, I just ate kind of downtown there in Monroe, which the food was good. I had some tofu tacos that were good. And me and my sister, we rode our bikes up there to Misty's Plant-Based Foods. And we had some, I had some cauliflower rice sloppy joes that were pretty good. And
you have that new human burger yet? You heard about that?
No.
There's a contest, a vegan contest, and it was in Cannes in France. And somebody made a burger that tastes like human flesh.
Ooh, does it taste like chicken?
Tastes like pork.
Human tastes like pork. Long pork. Oh. You've heard that before. Yeah, it was. You can find it if you go to Google and type in. There's an article I just found. If you've ever hankered for the taste of human flesh, now you can sample it in the form of an all-new plant-based burger that claims to perfectly replicate the taste and texture of human meat. Who the fuck would want
it? I had it. It doesn't taste anything like human.
No?
I guarantee it.
Was it like that Beyond Jerky that I had?
Yeah.
It's all in the prep.
Beyond Jerk Me. Yeah. The Dahmer burger, you know?
None of the humans I've eaten have ever tasted like this stuff.
No.
No.
No, sorry. Go ahead.
Me and my mom, we did finally trek back to our old stomping grounds. Towards the end of the week, we went to Mexican Gardens down at Southgate. And yeah. We did get the enchiladas that I love with the Chihuahua cheese.
Are they made from real Chihuahua?
Oh, yeah. With the corn tortillas covered in this brown mole sauce. So freaking good. I could have cried. Mm. And then we stopped at Calder's Dairy, which is like a local dairy there where they have their own cows that they milk and make ice cream of.
Do they have a restaurant there that you can sit in?
At Calder's? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you smell the cow shit while you're eating?
No, the farm's not there.
Oh, you're
the
not.
The farm's off site, which they do tours of the farm for grade schools. I mean, they've been doing this shit. Calder's has been there since the 30s or the 20s or something.
We had Farmer in the Dell when we were growing up, and it was a place you would get your gallons of milk and glass jugs.
Yeah.
Wanted to sit down and eat there, you had to deal with the cow poop because the cows were right next door.
No, there's none of that, but you can still get milk delivered in the glass bottles to your house, and the best chocolate milk you've ever had in your life. My God.
But my daddy got that good. Was good.
Didn't you see Top Gun like 5 times while you were there?
I did see it twice. I saw it with my mom, and she loved it. And then I had to go pick up. Well, I didn't have to, but I wanted to. I picked up my nephew the next day, the one who carved the fucks and shits into the slide. He's been having a rough go of it, as you may well know. And you know, he swears a lot. He's 14.
14?
And
that's normal.
Yeah, I mean, but he swears a lot, and he, you know, threatens to hurt people, and had some trouble with him, but he was great. We had a really good time at Top Gun, and he loved it. He was so into it.
Had he seen the original as well?
No, he had not, and he was all about it. He couldn't wait to watch it after he watched this one.
See, now he's going to join the Navy and become a pilot and get his life straight.
No, you know what? And I said that to him. I was like, dude, you could be a pilot because he's very smart. He was like, no, I'm afraid of heights. I said, you're afraid of heights. He goes, get something straight. I'm not afraid of no man, no person. No one scares me, but I'm afraid of heights.
Yeah, but do you know how many people joined the Navy in the late 80s because of that movie and ended up just like swabbing the deck? You know what I mean?
Being miserable. Well, yeah. Uh-huh.
I do have a connection to that because my ex-fiance, Mark, he was on the USS Carl Vinson when they filmed the original. And
really?
Yeah, and Tom Cruise was on the ship, and he used to eat in the mess hall with them every day.
How old were you when that movie came out?
How old was I? Mm-hmm. I was, I think, 12.
And Mark was much
older than me.
That's the question. You just go ahead. And how old was Mark?
I was 18 and Mark was 27.
Okay.
Oh, so it happened after. Like it wasn't you weren't dating him when he was on.
No. Okay. It had been several years before. Okay. No, I started dating him in
his last name Epstein.
I dated him from 1992 to 94.
All right.
Tim, you went on that big beach volleyball phase after the movie.
Oh yeah. I would always go to the beach and look for a bunch of shirtless dudes. To play volleyball with, and I take my shirt off, and they laugh at my fish belly white stomach.
Well, high five and
boy boobs flopping all over the place.
Well, I would say this about it is it has all of those nostalgic moments, and you know, and it's got the 80s feel to it. So much is ridiculous, so ridiculous, but the actual action scenes, it's so worth seeing in the theater. It really is, because all the Jets shit is incredible. I mean, they kick it up a notch. I mean, you really feel like you're in these damn Jets.
I heard Kelly McGillis goes down the street on a moped with a bikini top on.
And I could have done without the homoerotic shuffleboard scene. That was
yeah, I was going to say the cornhole is a little much. Yeah.
How are you going to bring back Val Kilmer, who, I mean, obviously we love him and he's in horrible shape and all this other stuff. They can bring Val Kilmer back, but they won't bring Kelly back. They upgraded her to Jennifer Connelly.
So yeah, she was Penny, right? The girlfriend that you don't see in the first movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Crazy that Tom Cruise is 62. It's freaking.
It's great, doesn't he?
Crazy. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. I leaned over to my mom. I was like, "Can you believe he's 5 years younger than you?" And she was like, "Shut up."
Is Meg Ryan in it?
No.
Really? Okay.
No, they didn't put in none of the women. Because you know they all look old and hatchety now. They didn't put them in there. Some of the guys too. Like, it's not like they're going to put Rick Rossovich's fat bald ass in it now.
Mm.
So it was, you had to look good. I mean, they had Miles Teller's fine ass in it, and Jay Ellis from Insecure, he was in it. So yeah, it was they put all hot people in it. But Friday, my mom all week long she had pitched a fit until the whole fam, all of us, including my brother-in-law, my other nephew, his girlfriend, all of us, we went to go see the Elvis movie.
Oh, tell me. Everybody's saying it's great.
Who said that?
Reviewers,
people that like Elvis.
Yeah.
That kid that plays Elvis does a very good job.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't Kevin Smith discover him, Dustin?
Yes, Austin Butler.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in Yoga Hosers first, I think, and then he went on right after that to do MTV's Werewolf. What was it? Teen Wolf.
So the Elvis movie's a downgrade for this guy.
He's so good in it. He really is. But Tom Hanks in this fat suit and this accent, this Dutch accent, it's terrible.
It doesn't even sound like Tom Parker at all.
It's so bad. It's so freaking bad. And my mom, who was so hot in the pants to go see this movie, about 45, 50 minutes in, she says so loudly in this theater, "This movie sucks." She was so irritated. And then when it was over, though, my nephew, the stabber, he says, "Did Elvis really shoot all those TVs?" And I said, "No, that's real. He really did shoot the TVs." He was like, "Cool."
Is that in the film?
Yeah.
So they gave him a fat suit then. How far does it go?
Yeah, they gave him a fat suit.
Goes all the way.
Oh, well, here, I'll tell you how far it went.
Taking a dump in the
I'll tell you how far it went. They did not show that part, but they did the whole progression to where you knew it was coming to the point where he was going to die. It was almost to that point. And my sister, who hated the movie, she said 10 minutes in, "I hate this movie." She doesn't give a shit about Elvis or anything like that. So I was getting up to use the bathroom. I could not hold it anymore. And I knew it was getting to the end. And I stood up and my sister goes, "You're about to miss the best part."
Oh, do you remember the one with Kurt Russell from 1979?
Yeah, the TV movie.
Yeah, that's a good one where he has the big wig on and he shoots the television.
Didn't Don Johnson play him too?
I don't know. I just know that Kurt Russell played him. And he did a really, but he knew him, I think. Kurt Russell.
All I know.
Yeah, they were
that,
in movies together. They were in the World's Fair. At the World's Fair.
Yeah.
That movie died on the toilet.
Did they show him like doing movies? He did that horrible movie, the final film Elvis did, I believe, was called A Change of Habit. where Mary Tyler Moore played a nun. So, you know, this was right before she got the Mary Tyler Moore show. So her career was kind of like hovering. He's like, I guess I'll do an Elvis movie. And he's just like some hobo drifter who goes and helps out because they're going to, some rich guy wants to take away the orphanage. It has a good song though, Rubberneckin'. It's a good tune.
Well, they, what they did was at first, it very much felt like a Marvel movie. It was super fast paced and everything was just coming at you. Shit was just bam, 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 bam. And I thought, oh, well, maybe they are going to make this into something different that we haven't seen before in an Elvis thing. And they really tried to pay service to the fact that, you know, how people say that not enough credence was given to soul and R&B, which is where he took a lot of his music from and then turned it into rock and roll, what have you. So they paid a lot of service to that, to Beale Street, his, all of his influences from the gospel and all that kind of stuff. But then when they get to the 1968 comeback special, they just slow it all down. And I swear to God, we're in this comeback special thing for like 40 minutes.
Damn.
I was like, come on, let's go. Anyway, and then the rest of it was just Vegas. Yeah.
Did
and then
the actress
collapse.
Who played his mom have a fake back hump?
I didn't notice her. No, but I didn't realize she was such a drunk.
I don't know. I didn't know that either. I knew apparently her dad was fucked up.
Apparently, she, that's why she died while he was in basic training, and she just drank so damn much she damn drank herself to death because she missed him so bad.
Who played?
It almost feels like she diddled him, but I don't think she did. But they did have a very unnatural mother son relationship.
I love my mama. I love my mama and her back home.
The last thing I'll say is, you know, you guys know I upgraded my points so that I could fly first class up to Detroit because I thought this might be the one and only happy time that I have when I go. But I did have a good time.
Okay.
And first class was nothing that I thought it would be. It was not the Seinfeld experience at all. There was no curtain. And they sit you first, but then you got to watch all the huddled masses pass you with their looks of resentment and hatred in their eyes as they go to the back of the plane where I normally sit.
The schlubs.
The schlubs, yeah. So it really wasn't that.
While you're sitting there drinking your free champagne.
I could have. I could have. And they bring you around. They don't just say, do you want a cookie or do you want some almonds? They bring you a basket of snacks, an array.
Nice.
You just choose what you want. And the bougie bitch beside of me, who was very nice, she took a snack, but then she said, I also would like some Biscoff cookies. They're not in the basket.
Oh,
yeah. So the flight attendant had to go to the back to the dregs and steal it from steerage and bring it back to the front.
But what are you watching?
Watching you.
What are you watching?
Okay, so what are we watching?
What are we watching?
If you didn't have a chance to see Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe, I guess.
No.
Oh, I want to talk about it, but I don't want to spoil it.
No, go ahead.
No. I'm not going to spoil it for you. If you
go
like,
ahead. I'll watch it. It's not a big deal. I don't care.
First of all, Mike Judge did a great job. This is, and by the way, they made fun of like all these reboots and everything. They're all subtle nods, but you can, if you're paying attention, you can see that basically the premise of this is Beavis and Butthead are transported to modern times. They don't have any clue what's going on. They don't know where they are. They don't know what things work. Beavis ends up falling in love with Siri.
That was great. Talking to her in the porta potty.
Right. But they don't. Yeah. Sometimes I don't understand Beavis either. And there are a lot of funny moments. And Jeff, you had said something the night, I think we both watched it the same night. You said that it wasn't what you were expecting, so I'm curious what you meant by that.
I thought they were gonna like meet a bunch of different alternative versions of themselves, but there was only the smart Beavis and Butthead,
the alien. Yeah,
yeah. Well, they look like the Watcher from Marvel.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like their vocabulary was good too.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're smart.
That's very acceptable. Yes.
Yeah, that was very acceptable. Yes. Yes. good cast. You had Andrea Savage with a main role. She's very funny. Her character's name is Serena Ryan. Of course, Mike Judge did both those guys. But you had old favorites, Gary Cole, who's, you know, of course, Lundberg. David Herman, who's in Office Space. He plays Gage. Phil LaMarr, you know, he's really good voice actors in this, who played Jackson. Chai McBride. You guys remember Chai McBride?
Yeah.
Want some prison wine?
Yeah.
Oh, I love him.
I made it in the toilet.
Jimmy O. Yang, Tig Notaro. I'm going to try this. Chris Diamantopou. And he, you know who he is if you saw him. He played a police officer, but he's the guy that Paulie beats in The Sopranos.
Diamantopoulos?
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, it's Greek. It's Greek.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You ever seen Broken Lizard's restaurant comedy, Slammin' Salmon? There's his one of the waiters' names is Madropides, and Michael Clark Duncan plays the boss, and he calls him Meat Drapes. He goes, "No, it's Madropides." He goes, "Why don't it sound like that when I say it? Meat Drapes."
Stephen Root is in it, but Toby Huss has a role in it. It's a funny, funny movie. You know, if you like Beavis and Butthead when it was on, you will not be disappointed. It's just a Beavis and Butthead movie, right?
Yeah, it's still, like a long episode.
Yeah,
still just as stupid as ever.
Right, and the fact that they're clueless. The hardest I laughed was at the beginning when they go to the space camp, and you know, they're showing how the space shuttle's going to connect with the Mir space station. It looks like a dick, and they're just
Sir, they've been at it 17 hours straight. They're just over there playing with it.
Right. That reminded me of my favorite scene in the first movie, Beavis and Butthead Do America, is when they're at the Hoover Dam. Is it a goddamn? But when they go into the bathroom and they have automatic toilets that are flushing. And this is the coolest thing I have ever seen in my entire life. But I'm glad Mike Judge does things right, which gives me hope that if he does, they are doing a new King of the Hill, right? I don't know if it's going to be a series or a movie. Do you?
No, it's a series, I think.
Yeah. Are they going to make, are they picking up where they left off, or is Bobby going to be older? Do we know?
I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
It just gives me hope that they will do it justice, because I love King of the Hill.
Yeah, I hope they leave it right in the same time period.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can pick it up. Bring right there.
I hope Good Hank is the star.
Good Hank? What do you mean, Good Hank?
Hank's little brother, the baby.
Oh, yeah.
Good Hank.
His dad croaked, right?
Yeah. Cotton,
I don't remember, I think.
Yeah, Cotton died.
Cotton died, and I don't know how they're going to replace Lucky and Luann, but I figured they'll just write them off the show.
That's what I figured. Like, they just went off somewhere.
Yeah, ran off together.
Well, Luann went down to Mexico with Lucky, and I don't know when they're going to be back.
Who they couldn't live without would be Dale. They have to have Dale.
Bill? I like Bill.
Oh, I love Bill, too. And Boomhauer. I mean, all of them. But Dale is, oh, God, you got to have Dale.
Could you imagine that in the modern era, him talking about Trump? QAnon.
Boomhauer gets speech therapy.
Yeah, oh, that would be cool.
Speaks very eloquently.
Yes. Well, great job. Did everybody watch the Boys' Herogasm episode?
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. How many times?
I watched it once.
Were you wearing your mother's milk jacket?
Oh, you're damn right I was. All gooey, and I wasn't expecting any of that. That was so funny.
Did you like when that guy, what the guy yelled just before that happened?
No, what did he say? I forget.
He goes, shooting ropes. Oh.
Oh, God. It was so gross.
Now, that must be from the comic book, right? That whole Herogasm thing.
The Herogasm was a 6 or 7 episode standalone series of books.
Okay.
In the run of the Boys.
All right. That was funny as shit. The whole, everybody's fucking, and the little guy, and then. Yeah,
that cracked me up.
I almost had a Herogasm when Homelander showed up and they were gonna have their big battle.
Yeah,
I was so jacked.
That was a pretty good battle.
It was.
But unfortunately, it didn't have a good conclusion. But Soldier Boy is gonna end up being evil, right? I mean, he is evil, but he's going to be worse than Homelander. Don't you think they're going to end up trying to kill Soldier Boy?
Well, sure, but he's definitely obviously not stronger than Homelander, man.
No.
What the hell juice they put in Homelander? They've got to figure out that concoction.
Right.
Whatever that is that made him, they got to figure out the chemistry of it.
I don't think it was juice. I think it was genetics.
Yeah, I think he just had something in him that agreed with the stuff perfectly. Yeah.
Mm.
Or both his parents were soups to begin with.
I like to say, go ahead.
I was just going to say, when Soldier Boy was talking about, why did I have to like Cosby? He was America's dad.
Yeah.
He made America's the best drinks.
Yeah. Strongest drinks.
Yeah.
Now, I like what they've done with Black Noir in the series. They had to do a different origin for him on the television show, because in the comic book, he is a clone of Homelander.
And, oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. And I believe he mentored Homelander. He or the other way around, he's a backup in case they need to replace Homelander. And in this, of course, he's not. He's a completely different character. But I like what they've done with him. And there's a little mystery going on. Like maybe he sold out what's it, not Captain
Soldier Boy
to the Russians and stuff. So that's an interesting storyline. I know probably diehard comic book fans don't like it, but since I never read it, I'm not upset by it.
Right.
But it just makes me want to go back and read the comic books though. But that's who he was. He's a Homelander clone and not in the TV series.
I wonder where Maeve is.
Yeah, he hasn't killed
that him. Actress was she was had limited availability while they were filming because of COVID or something. Like she couldn't travel to Canada, which is where they shoot. So I guess she got there late, or could only stay. I don't know. I don't know what the story is. I imagine she's, you know,
yeah,
as vaxxed as she could be, but she couldn't get Canada for some of the filming. So a lot of her scenes had to be limited this season. So I don't know. I don't know what happened to her in the comic books, but I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to kill her off by the end of the season, maybe.
Yeah, it would suck. She's good. I like that.
I know. Character. I love Queen Maeve.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the character with the giant wiener? Love Sausage?
Love Sausage. Yeah, that's it.
I have to say, I think Ashley may be the worst villain of all.
Why?
With her Homelander strap on.
She's just such a scumbag. She is the worst. And she isn't shot up with anything. There's no reason for her to be this evil. She just is.
Just naturally that way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like those twins, the Wonder Twins?
Yeah, they're hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I loved what happened to Blue Hawk.
Yeah, me too. Fuck that guy. He just dragged him. Although I don't like I don't hate that character.
A-Train?
No, I don't hate him. And
I don't want him to die.
Right, me either. And he has sort of a redeeming arc coming along. Like he apologized.
That's why he's probably dead.
Yeah, that's true.
They apologize to Huey.
Yeah, Ashley's a bitch, man. Oh my god.
I don't know. He's a good character though. Maybe they'll find him a heart somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if Huey's gonna end up getting killed. Because he's such a dirtball. He's turned into such a little
bubble. Central to the story though.
That would be a trickster thing to do.
That is true. He looks so much like his dad now. He didn't when it first started, but he looks exactly like his dad.
He does, but he has Meg Ryan's button nose, which is weird. It's just like somebody just took their thumb and went, there's your nose.
Does Meg Ryan still have her button nose?
No, it's just a hole.
It's just a button.
Yeah.
She has a fake nose like Michael Jackson had that had to go on with magnets.
That's not funny.
That's not funny. Some people are born with noses. No, you had a nose when you were born. You just cut it up. So
you're ignorant. You're ignorant.
Being ignorant. Ignorant.
No, they're ignorant. That's ignorant.
Happy 4th of July!
Happy 4th of July.
Tomorrow's the 4th of July, and we will be open for business.
Happy 4th of July, Daddy.
Born on the 4th of July.
All right, so we were going to do a topic, and I changed the topic at the last minute. I hope you guys don't mind and play along with me, but I forget it's July 4th on Monday, and that means it's Independence Day. And I know we're all celebrating the glory of freedom in America for people to do whatever they want without the government telling them can't, like abort your jewel. And we don't want to abort our jewels. We want to be able to have our jewels on demand. And I'm not talking about the other thing. I'm talking about Jewel.
They need to make it so when you buy a gun, you get a free jewel.
Right. You get a free jewel and a one-way or a round-trip ticket to any state that'll let you get abortions. Unfortunately, jewel and abortions aren't in the Constitution, but M16s are.
Certainly. Nobody's prosecuting abortions.
I'm gonna do I'm gonna dial all this back. We're gonna get on talk radio where it belongs, or you know, your favorite e personality who likes to talk about politics. Joe Rogan, not so much. Who, by the way, has Gina Carano on this week, in case you're clamoring to hear that conversation. I was kicked off of Star Wars.
What was that all about?
Yeah, that was good. Do that again.
What was that all about?
Oh, you nailed it, though, right? You sounded exactly like
it. I'll cut this part out.
No, don't cut this part out. All part of our realness. She's going to fight that other woman that fights all the time.
Ronda Rousey.
Mm-hmm. Well, that be great.
Okay, I guess.
They put Christy Martin in there to beat the shit out of both of them.
I don't think watching women fight.
Well, 5 years ago, maybe, but not now. I think they're both kind of past their prime, but
yeah. I like watching women wrestle in professional wrestling because, you know, that's not, you know, they're not really beating the shit out of each other. Just being acrobatic and strong.
And in baby oil.
No, they don't do that anymore.
No. No, they jump straight to barbed wire and flaming trucks and stuff.
Like
now.
That Jordan Grace I interviewed last week for the podcast. She's like, I'm afraid of her. She's 5 foot nothing and she beat the living piss out of me. So I didn't give her too much lip or any at all. But anyway, so it's the 4th of July and I thought we would talk about some of the most patriotic films of all time. These come from an article in Entertainment Weekly, which I don't even know if that's a magazine anymore. I know you can get it online, but this came out in May 24th of this year. So if you guys don't mind, can we go through a couple of these and you share your thoughts on these films?
Sure.
Sure.
Starting in number 25, The Right Stuff. Do you remember that film? Speaking of Dennis Quaid, he's in that film, I believe.
It's very boring.
It was very boring.
Very long.
Book. Very long. A lot of Ed Harris, who was cool. I guess it's patriotic because, the space race and all that, but it was one of those 80s films that I watched once or twice and thought I never need to see this again.
I wish it focused more on like the barn rocket, where they come up with everything. That would have been a better movie to me than what they drug out, but I don't really consider it patriotic.
Yeah.
I never really put those two together. I never put NASA with the United States government in my head.
No, well, that's what Kennedy wanted everybody. You know, that was the space race to beat the Soviets to the moon. And if you believe that we went there like most normal people, then we won. And then we never went back for some reason. There must not be any oil there.
We'll go back. Now. We'll blow it up.
Sent a rocket there.
Hey, you stupid monkey. Monkey asks why. Number 24 on this list from EW, Gettysburg, 1993. I saw that in the theater with a friend of mine named Mark.
In Gettysburg?
No, we saw it in Ithaca, where we grew up. You could go to the mall and see all the, you know, the big hit movies. But if you wanted to see an art house flick, you had to go to like Ithaca. And this played in a little theater. So Mark and I went up there and it was 4 hours and 20 minutes, this film.
God.
And Ted Turner produced it. I believe it's based on a book by a historian named maybe Michael Schirra. I think that's his name. I'm not going to Google it, but I enjoyed that movie. Jeff Daniels is in it. He's one of the union guys. Longstreet is played by Tom Berenger, General Longstreet, who was the Confederate general. General Lee is played by Martin Sheen. And he does a real good job. There's a whole bunch of people in that movie you'd recognize. Have you guys seen it or no?
No.
No.
I've seen it when I worked at Blockbuster It was the one that came in like four VHS cassettes. Oh, yeah. And it was good. I mean, I guess a lot of that, the plot of that movie happened where, you know, around or at least close to where you guys grew up, right?
Well, and Gettysburg's in the southeastern part of the state.
Oh, okay. Opposite side of the state.
Yeah, but I've been there three or four times.
It was like two and a half hours from where we lived.
Yeah. Wasn't Ithaca the home of the plutonium factory in My Science Project?
Probably.
Cornell is in
Ithaca. Yeah, Cornell is where Ithaca is.
Stephen Lang played George Pickett. Sam Elliott was John Buford. You have to know who these people are. It was filmed originally as a miniseries, but it did get a theatrical release. So again, 4 hours and 14 minutes when I was 22 years old. So I was really enjoying that break so I could go smoke. Number 23, I've never seen Yankee Doodle Dandy with James Cagney, where it's a musical. Number 22, G.I. Jane.
Ridley, hey, watch it. Watch it.
What are you talking about? What? Watch what?
Keep that movie's name out your mouth.
Oh, that's right. You're gonna come slap me. Jeff Smith. G.I. Jane, I saw on an airplane, and it was as boring as you could imagine. Terrible film. I can't believe Ridley Scott did it.
It looked good. I mean, it was shot well, but yeah, the story was a little ridiculous.
Steph, did you like it? You're a strong woman. Did it inspire you to want to join the Marines?
No.
Did you shave your head after you saw it?
And I had already been to, I'd been to Camp Lejeune at that point. I saw what went on there.
Mm.
And no, I did not want to join the Marines. it's very rapey.
Yeah, but G.I. Jane, not a good film. Terrible film. Demi Moore is this...
And it was the Navy, though, right? It wasn't the Marines.
I don't know.
She was a Navy SEAL or some crap.
Yeah, well, they're...
Space Force.
Yeah, Marines are under... Or as far as the SEALs, yeah, they're under the Navy.
Okay. Yeah, they are. Number 21, Superman 2 from 1980. I don't know why that's supposed to be patriotic, except for he fights for truth, justice, and the American way. And, of course, you know, the three horrible people, Zod and... You know, the guy that can't talk. You know, they threaten the president and put their own faces on Mount Rushmore. But Superman saves the day. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I suggest the Donner version of that over the theatrical version.
The Donner version. What's the Donner version?
When Donner originally made Superman, he was contracted to do both Superman 1 and 2. And so he filmed 90% of Superman 2, had a falling out with the studio. They brought in a new director. He'd done a few reshoots and a big edit change. So the flow of the story is completely different. It very much ties into the first one, almost like one long movie. And it was a better story. It flowed a lot better.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
And of course everyone on Earth can skip Superman 3 and 4, the terrible movie.
Yeah.
Number 20, I've never seen this movie, Seabiscuit from 2003.
It's a fine film.
Is it? Why is it patriotic?
I don't know why it's patriotic. Mm. It's a good movie though.
I guess because it takes place in the Depression. Tobey Maguire's he's very patriotic.
I have no idea why they would say that movie's patriotic. Maybe it's just because Seabiscuit was America's horse.
Yeah.
Everybody pulled for him. And
Kentucky Derby, quintessentially American.
Brother, I can't afford a jar of soup for 10 cents, but I'm so happy that the horse won the race. People got to bet on it. I'm proud to be an American that I've been eating sawdust bread. When can we eat Seabiscuit, by the way?
He won, so let's shoot him.
Yes. At least his leg. Give me his leg. I can live all winter on that. Help me, FDR. Number 19 is Stripes from 1981. That is a very patriotic, even though they're making fun of the military. They still have that fuck you Russia moment in the second half of the film. And it shows you that as long as you can stick to it, you can cram everything the last night and learn how to be a good soldier.
Plus mud wrestling.
That's right. Dewey Oxberger. I mean, you can't get more patriotic than that guy.
Don Candy, when he was still young and fit.
The Harold Ramis, is the looks on his face when he's talking. I don't know if you noticed, but I have a bit of a weight problem. Harold Ramis, oh.
No.
I mean, it does kind of get silly in the
goes off the rails in the third act.
Yeah, I don't care though. I still like it, but the first part's so fucking good.
It seems like they had a movie made about the first part of it was a movie, and then some studio executive made them write the last or the third act.
Yeah,
just to put it in there and make it patriotic against, you know, Russia or whatever.
Number 18 is another film I've never seen, Lone Survivor from 2013 with Mark Wahlberg.
No, I've never seen that either.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's a good movie. It is a true story. It's kind of
a lone survivor.
One guy left to hold back an entire Taliban company that was coming at him. And he
took all of his weapons and left.
Yeah, all his team. He goes in with a SEAL team, and then they get, you know, kind of picked off one by one, and he's the last one there, and, you know, before they can get him out. And I could see, I mean, it is quintessentially an 80s type patriotic, you know, war movie set in 2005 or something.
Some people say I shouldn't have started that war. Those people are idiots. I mean, look at all we accomplished.
Or dead.
You had so much vision, George. No one really understood.
I knew that 20 years later, the president at that time would turn over all the military hardware and bases that we had built, and also give him a bunch of money while we left people behind that worked for us. We knew that would be a great idea. That's patriotism. Number 17, Private Benjamin from 1980. I don't remember that very well, but I know I laughed when I was a little kid and watched it.
I like Private Benjamin. It was really good. Armand DeSante.
Yes.
Did that spawn a television show?
It did. The TV show was terrible.
Okay, I remember the TV show.
But Colleen Brennan.
I watched it.
Is it Colleen Brennan or Eileen Jeffery?
Eileen Brennan.
Okay, Colleen
Brennan. And I think Swoozie Kurtz played Private Benjamin in the show, maybe?
No, it was a different actor. It was a blonde actress.
Oh, okay.
Colleen Brennan. Yeah, she was an actress. Here's some of the films that she's noted for from the 80s. Taste of the Best, Leather and Lace.
Oh, Girls that's Love why. Suck.
No, you're talking about Colleen Brennan, not Eileen Brennan.
Yeah. Candy Stripers Part 2. That was a good film. John
Country Girl.
I saw that with my mom.
You did. Your mom took you mm-hmm. to the drive-in.
She said, this movie sucks.
She liked that more than Elvis.
What was the name of that movie, Jeff, you're talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about. I never saw this movie because it's illegal.
Well, it wasn't illegal when you had it.
I know.
Was she 7?
No. Tracy Lords is in it.
Oh, it's one of those.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When she was 12.
Eileen Brennan plays the drill sergeant in Private Benjamin. Number 16, Lincoln. I guess that's patriotic because he won the Civil War for us, or he, you know, was president during the Civil War. It is a very good film. Tommy Lee Jones, Daniel Day-Lewis. I thought it was really good. Not as good as Abraham Lincoln Zombie Killer, but still. but it was good. It was definitely a very well done film.
It's on my list. I haven't seen it yet.
It's really good.
It's good. And it's a Spielberg movie. Sorry.
Yeah, but Daniel Day-Lewis is a fantastic actor. Super method. Tommy Lee Jones, good in pretty much anything. Even in a bad film, Tommy Lee Jones is good. Captain America, the First Avenger from 2011 is number 15. Of course, that's patriotic. World War II veteran falls in the ice and they find him. And he comes out and starts kicking ass.
Great flick.
Yes. 1972's 1776, according to this article, is 2.5 hours of musical mansplaining about the merits of continental emancipation. Never seen it. William Daniels is in it, though. He plays a buggy that, you know, talks. Independence Day from 1996 is a patriotic film that comes in at number 13 on this EW list. Yeah, I guess it's patriotic, but it's really about the whole world, not just the United States.
Yeah,
but that's how we always feel.
You're right. It kicked in. It kicked in patriotism in 96 because there was a lack of it, I assume.
Didn't it come out on the 4th of July, too?
Oh, yeah.
It did, and that's when they fight back.
Yeah.
You know, Bill Pullman, it's not just our Independence Day.
Going to Haiti.
You're a globalist.
We mansplained our independence across the world.
That's right. Don't watch the sequel, by the way. If you're last year, like I was curious, oh, maybe this is good. It's not good. Not even close to good.
No.
It doesn't get within 100 miles of good. It is fucking horrible. And Independence Day, the first one, is a real good movie. It's fun. Stupid, but fun. Number 12 is Mr. Smith Goes to Washington from 1939. And that's just Jimmy Stewart giving a soliloquy for an hour and a half. I don't know. Never seen it. 1995, The American President. Written by Aaron Sorkin. And I guess it's okay. It's not bad, but it isn't good. I don't find it to be quite memorable. Michael Douglas is in it, of course.
Yeah, it was just a political rom-com.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah.
Number 10, Air Force One from 1997, which was basically Tom Clancy on a plane. He's like playing Jack Ryan, but he wasn't Jack Ryan. Harrison Ford, get off of my plane. And he got in a fight with Sid Vicious. They hijacked the plane, and then they play a bunch of songs. The real bad, you know, like when the Sex Pistols broke up, Sid Vicious recorded some shitty songs. They perform those, and then he turns into a werewolf, and Harry Potter shows up and says, get off my plane. And then that's what happens. And Han Solo shoots him.
And he sings My Way the whole way down.
Yes, and then he hits Han Solo in the head, and he marries Annette Bening, and then they have a puppy, and he paints pictures of Ritz crackers.
Super patriotic.
Yeah. With an American flag behind the Ritz crackers. That he's drag racing with Cindy Williams. Anyway. Number 9, Rocky IV from 1985. That movie is red, white, and blue from start to finish. He beats the shit out of the Soviet super machine. They got a guy with shit on his head to look like Gorbachev. Bridget Nielsen. You can't say patriotism without Bridget Nielsen.
Yeah, she screams patriotism.
Yes. Apollo Creed gets killed, of course. Spoiler alert. They go to Russia. Paulie gets mad at a bunch of bums who are singing Russian songs. Shut up, you Russian bums. But I like Rocky IV. I thought it was stupid when I first saw it, but in subsequent viewings, it's really not that bad.
That's when the wheels came off, though. After four, it's straight downhill.
Yeah.
Rocky Balboa was good. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Well, for what it was good. It was better than Rocky V. Yeah. And I thought Creed was good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Creed was good. I didn't watch the second one, but the first one I liked.
Yeah, I didn't think there was a need to watch a second one, but the first one I liked. Number 8, Top Gun from 1986. Of course, that's super red, white, and blue. Reagan era. Boats, Navy, join up. Sure, the Navy paid for it. CIA, one of those the Defense Department certainly paid for it. We need a bunch of cool guys to join up and play volleyball with each other with their shirts off. And make Tim Andrews' fraternity brothers sing that horrible song a cappella outside of Laurel dorm. I used to do that. I had to go do that. I felt so bad.
Way too
late. Oh, not that song. I think it was the you never close your eyes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I didn't particularly find that fun.
What's the new song? What's the song in the new one, in the new movie, Steph?
Oh, it's a Taylor Swift song.
They all sing a Taylor Swift song?
No. They don't all sing a song, except for they recreate the scene where Goose and him are singing Great Balls of Fire.
Oh, okay.
Because Goose's son is Miles Teller, and he's at the piano playing it, and they all gather around him. And then spoiler alert, Tom Cruise is outside staring in, looking at him, and he gets all misty.
Thinking about his Goose.
Shouldn't Goose's son have gotten his dad's dog tags?
I don't know if he did. Yeah.
No, he did. Because fucking Tom Cruise threw him in the ocean.
Yeah, he Titanic that shit right off the back of the ship.
His son should get his fucking dad's dog tags, for Christ's sake.
Well, if you hadn't figured it out, they have issues that they've got to work out in this movie. There's definite issues, but they play that synth from the first, you know, that synth background. That's how they open it. And they play that randomly through the movie, just like they do in the original, which I enjoyed.
Nice. Well, I'm going to have to see it. Number seven, we go back to space. The space race is Hidden Figures from 2016 about the math ladies.
Come to your name,
racism and sexism.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel like that was so much patriotic as it was pointing out some really messed up shit with our country that was wrong.
Pointing out something that was negated, you know. I get that.
Well, it was a great example of what you were talking about when we did the show on Juneteenth, movies that, you know, show parts of history that we weren't aware of.
They can do that though without doing what was it Bill Burr a number of years ago goes, can we stop making that movie? Get out of the pool. Do you remember that bit? Team America World Police comes in at number six. I guess that's patriotic. It's fun.
Yeah, man. I would put that at number one.
When I think about America, I think of a puppet shitting in another puppet's mouth.
The theme song, America, fuck yeah.
The end of that song is the best, where he's screaming out, you're like, Popeye, wax lips, Bed Bath & Beyond. It is a very funny film, though. Hans Briggs. Oh, it's so
good. Holds up, too.
It does hold up.
Matt Damon.
Yes, Matt Damon. The Film Actors Guild.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Alec Baldwin. Mm-hmm. You see Alec Baldwin's going to be interviewing Woody Allen? If that isn't the biggest fuck you to Hollywood and everybody, I can't. I'm going to watch it.
Do you think Woody's going to ask him about his shooting?
Have you shot anybody lately?
No. Not carrying, are you?
Come on, Soon-Yi.
Yes, I know. You're talking about the crazy one who made it all up.
Oh, my God. Number
five is Pat. I don't believe Frank Sinatra the third or whatever the fuck that guy's name is. I think he had surgery to look more like Frank Sinatra because he doesn't want to look like his real father, Woody Allen.
He does not look like Woody Allen at all.
No, he looks like Mia with blue eyes.
Yeah. He's Frank Sinatra's kid. Just stop it.
How did that happen? She didn't bang Frank Sinatra right before he croaked.
You don't know that. She may have given him a death bang. You don't know that.
This is really happening.
This is really happening.
No, what happened was he was asleep in the hospital and they extracted the semen out of him.
He may have had some frozen.
Yes.
We don't know.
Old blue jizz is back. Trying not to be dirty. Number five is Patton. Starring, George C. Scott is Old Blood and Guts Patton. Slap soldiers. We gotta win. The core.
Is that whole movie just him screaming in front of a flag?
No, that's the beginning of the movie, though. Oh. It's about him in World War II, and it's a good film. It's certainly propaganda, but it's a good movie. A Miracle from 2004, another Kurt Russell movie. And this, of course, about the 1980 Lake Placid Olympics. And that was a very important moment. If you were around then, you knew how excited people were that we defeated the Soviet hockey team. Because, again, Soviets used professionals, and we had to use non-professional amateurs, right?
Yeah.
And we beat them, and that's where you get that famous Al Michaels call, you know, do you believe in miracles?
It was a good movie.
Yeah.
West, you think that was really a farcical call, totally farcical call.
Thank you, Al. We have them on every coast. Not the first time we've been at it, or the last.
Peter, it's Al Michaels.
Number three, Glory. I agree that that's certainly should be in the top five. It's a great movie. It's like the first big film with Denzel Washington in it, you know? Great.
Hard to watch.
It is hard to watch.
Yeah.
But it is a good movie. Absolutely. Morgan Freeman. Didn't Morgan Freeman get the Oscar? Either he won an Oscar or Denzel won an Oscar. I don't remember which, but Matthew Broderick is also in it. It's a really good film. Again, something that, you know, you had to wait 100 years for Hollywood to go, oh yeah, maybe there were some black people in the during the Civil War that didn't, you know, just run around, you know, serving people. What the, I'm serious. I mean, that's what everything was. Yeah, what can I get for you, sir?
No, it's just, it's still, I hate, I, you know, it's, the history is, ugh, it is what it is, but God, I hate to watch it. I hate to see it. It just messes me up. It's like watching, and it's just abuse, abuse, abuse. It's just hard to watch.
It is, but if they had started making movies like this, I don't know, maybe in the 50s, or yeah, when Hollywood began, or at least talked about stuff like that in school, maybe things, we'd be a lot farther ahead than we are. I
would possibly, very much that is possible.
But if you've never seen Glory, give it a view, because it's a good film. And it's you know, good Civil War movie too, if you're into that sort of thing. All right, we have two more. Apollo 13 from 1995. I don't particularly care for that very much. I don't hate it. I don't love it. Ron Howard, good director. You know, I just don't care.
It's better than The Right Stuff.
Yeah, Ed Harris is in this one too. Yeah. Houston, we have a problem. I'll never be able to do Tom Hanks. Speaking of Tom Hanks, number one, Saving Private Ryan from 1998, which is a very good movie.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
How many times have you seen Saving Private Ryan, you guys?
At least 10 times.
I saw it in the theater in the front row by myself when it, the weekend it came out, and I was a mess. I was like a puddle by the end of that movie. I know, every, right? You know, just seeing him come back, you know, they aged him at the end of it, and he's staring, talking to the tombstones. That was just, I mean, yep. That broke me up.
Yeah, it was so well done. My grandmother at the time, my mom's mother, was going to go see it with a friend of hers, and I said, "You're not going to be able to watch that. The beginning scene, the D-Day scene." I said, "You can't. You're not going to be able to watch that." Anna, and she's like, "Oh, well, your grandfather fought." I go, "Yeah, he was in Japan. He was on a boat. This is brutal." I said, "You're not going to be able to." What did she do? She went and saw it and got up and left. Yeah. Which happened when I saw it. Some people were watching it and they got up and left. No, wait, that was Private Parts. Two old ladies were watching Private Parts.
That opening scene is still, and it holds up, and you can watch it now, and it's just like it just came out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How is Forrest Gump not on this list?
Yeah. Communist propaganda.
And Hamilton's not on it either.
Well, Hamilton's, why was that patriotic?
No, if wait. If I have any struggles, I don't understand how the hell Talladega Nights is not on here.
There are some missing films.
Because if you ain't first, you're last, and that is America.
What about I don't know, The Patriot?
Yeah.
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 Patriot should be on there.
Should be. But he's Mel Gibson's a racist. So anyway, those are the top 25 most patriotic movies of all time, according to Entertainment Magazine. You can read the link for yourself. But happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. And we'll be right back. I would like to take this time to thank Radio Labyrinth's amazing, awesome sponsors. Of course, we love that Atlanta Pizza in Euro is a longtime sponsor of Radio Labyrinth's podcast. We want to say thank you to Mike Hall and everyone at the restaurant. Atlanta Pizza in Euro is driving into the summer with weekly food truck events, team trivia nights, catering events, and more. You can go to their Facebook page to find out all that information. Atlanta Pizza in Euro recently fed around 180 tailgaters at an Atlanta United FC supporters event in June. So stop by the restaurant, grab an ice-cold craft beer, Gate City Brewing's Copperhead American Ale, or Athens, Georgia's own Terrapin Watermelon Gosa. A very refreshing, tart, yet thirst-quenching brew for the summertime. Don't forget that AP&G loves serving their local community of Conyers, Covington, and the entire East Metro Atlanta area, and they want to thank everybody for all their support. Of course, you don't have to live in that area to get food from there. You can order it online, go pick it up, drive out there, sit down, bring your family, and have a nice meal. They have a great wait staff, and again, good beer, good food. You'll enjoy yourself. They're open for dine-in and takeout Monday through Friday from 11 to 9 p.m., Saturday from 12 noon to 9 p.m., and they're closed on Sundays. Oh, but that's not all. That's not all. We can't forget our friend Brett Perkins, who's back, and his business, LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They have all of your construction printing needs, commercial or residential, in Athens, Georgia, since 2005. So that's almost 20 years of that kind of thing. So with fast turnaround and affordable prices, you can call 706-316-9366 or just email them at athens@ldiline.com. So check it.
Views.
Or.
And snooze.
You got some views and snooze to talk about.
Yeah, last week was Beavis and Butthead, which we all watched.
Mm-hmm.
Westworld.
It was a snooze.
Which I watched the first one, but I'm out.
Yeah.
You're out.
Yeah.
Why, out. Did you watch it, Steph?
No.
Are you gonna?
No.
Yeah. Same here.
Yeah, I haven't watched it since the beginning of season two. That was like a big piece of shit. I was already done with it then.
I made it through two, but that was it. Jeff, why are you guys out?
I'm just not into it.
No, it's like a soap opera.
Yeah. It wasn't fun like it was originally.
Yeah. Yeah, it's evolved into something new. I mean, and I don't care for it.
I liked it when they were sex dolls.
I don't know what's going on. There's like factions fighting each other, but I don't understand the reasoning.
Too much story. They expand the universe too much, and then you just run out of things to do and say.
Yeah, and the Westworld was the cool part, like the right. where the people would go and fight the robots and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, understand why they would do that now.
Yeah.
Because the rest of the world is shit.
Yeah. I would like to hang out on that.
And Loot, which I haven't watched yet, but that's the...
I haven't watched that
Maya
yet.
Rudolph. But I want to watch that. It looks pretty good. So this week, Stranger Things comes back mm-hmm. for the final two episodes of season four. But make
two
sure
two episodes.
Yeah, but they're
the first one is
like
what
4 hours? They're 4 hours long, or each episode's like 2 hours long.
Yeah,
and that's it.
Yep.
Season four. Yeah,
it's the same. I mean, that's it's it almost the show, the same. Right? It's almost the same amount of time as the first part, but just in two episodes.
Season four is not the final season, is it?
No, there's still one more. Yeah. They're doing and it's going to be, they came out this week and said it's going to be set in the 90s.
Oh, and, time jump.
So, yeah. Oh, time jump.
Oh, I thought this was it. They were wrapping it up. Oh, no. Okay, good. All right.
Well, that's a views for me with an asterisk eventually.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much. There's way too much to watch. I still have to watch episode three of The Old Man, which, by the way, I love that show. Already picked up for a second season.
Yeah, picked up second season. I watched all three episodes and still no Gary. What's going on?
I don't understand why no Gary.
How they name the show after him and he doesn't even show up once. Anyway. Crank Acres comes back this week for Comedy Central.
It's news for me.
It's still kind of enjoyable.
I tried the last time they brought it back and I didn't like it.
Some of the people are funny still, like Jimmy Kimmel's are always good and Adam Carolla's are good, and that one guy I forget his name, but he
Florentine
does. Yeah,
they don't have Bobby Fletcher.
Oh yeah, Florentine does it every now and then.
He probably doesn't do special ed anymore.
No
Yay,
there's still some funny ones though. It's worth watching. It's a views for me. And The Terminal List, anybody gonna be into that? This is on Amazon.
I'll give it a try.
Chris Pratt, an Navy SEAL show.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to snooze.
Oh, okay, then. Oh, why aren't you into it?
I'm about pratted out.
Yeah.
Are you guys watching Physical?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm caught up on Physical.
It's very good this season. It's very good. And I watched the first half of Only Murders in the Building, the new season, and the first half is hilarious. So.
Oh, we watched that too.
I can't wait to watch the rest of it.
The first one.
Yeah, it's really good. I love that everybody knows them now and they're famous. Yeah.
Who was it that said, was it Kevin Jackson? Who was it in the Radio Shack that said Amy Schumer looked like Sam Kinison?
Dressed like Sam Kinison in the elevator.
And but you know, people hate on her so bad. And no, I don't like her stand-up, but I always think she's funny anytime she shows up in something.
Right.
She has great comedic timing in scripted shit. I don't know why everybody hates on her, but whatever.
Well, because everybody got caught up in, and I'm guilty of this as well, you know, 5 years ago. Oh, they're talking politics. Blah, 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 blah. But she's funny. Guys, I didn't tell you this, but I'm on episode 4 of Barry from this most recent season. So I finally stopped being a dick and started watching it. And
isn't it amazing?
It is so good. To me, it's got that, it's almost early Better Call Saul good. Mm-hmm. The drama instead of all the goofy comedy, but just how crazy Barry is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
that whole scene with him and Cousineau when he was at Cousineau's house looking at him crying and like
the freaking car chase.
He's crazy.
Motorcycle too.
and Henry Winkler's character is so scared.
Yeah. he is
scared very well.
Just wait till you get to the whole thing when he's riding that the motorcycle with the beignets. I can't wait for you to see that one.
And I forgot how much I like NoHo Hank. So.
Oh yeah.
Hey Barry, how are you, man? And I didn't know who the head of the drug. What are they, Peruvians?
Yeah.
Yeah. When the guy, they showed him from the back when he got out of the limo truck, and I go, I bet you that guy is this. The same actor who always plays like a drug dealer in the 80s movies. Yeah. Yep, it's him.
Yeah.
That actor's name. He's always a drug guy, like a cartel guy.
It's funny to hear NoHo Hank talk in real life.
Yeah.
Because he's such a millennial.
Oh, really?
And when he talks, everything is, and you know, like whenever you're like standing like somewhere, it's...
Right. All right, guys, that's it for the show, I believe, unless you guys have something else.
Well, support your local rescues. I will say that. We need you more than ever.
I know Gwinnett shut theirs down and quit taking dogs, but now it's back open, right?
Yeah, Gwinnett did. So did DeKalb, and so did Fulton. Fulton's still shut down. I think DeKalb is taking dogs in right now.
Was full of dogs, right? They couldn't.
Oh, it's over 300 dogs in the building.
Yeah.
And they, everybody saw this coming. This is like a tsunami of death, basically. Everybody's just like dropping their dogs off, dropping their cats off.
Wow.
And I think it's just because... like kind of the state of the world. It's the state of the world where there's two shootings at two different Popeyes within 24 hours around here. So that's...
Because they put too much mayonnaise on the chicken?
Yeah, that's the Subway shooting. But anyway,
is it, Steph? Is it all these people that got dogs during the pandemic, and now the dogs aren't cute anymore? So
no, it's not that. I really do think a lot of it is economic. I think there's a lot of people that are can't afford, and that's part of it. But also, the biggest problem in this state, especially, is backyard breeding. People that refuse to spay and neuter their animals. Then they leave them out roaming around. They have litters. They can't take care of them. And then, you know, it's just the cycle continues over and over and over. And this doesn't happen in other states where they have laws against this kind of shit. If you get fined big time and with your animals, you're going to be more inclined to do it. And they've also, there's tons of places you can get it done cheap. There's all kinds of organizations that'll pay to spay or neuter your pet. So if you don't get it done, you're just a lazy cocksucker. So that's just the way it is.
Yeah, do it. Don't
do it.
Take care of your animals and pets. And if you can do it, go adopt one. Don't let them get killed. No reason.
Please don't. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Awesome. All right, everybody. We will talk to you next week. Until that time, please remember to keep it at it.